With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. On the eve of presidential candidate Donald Trump's visit to Billings tomorrow, Republican Representative Ryan Zinke became the 12th congressman to endorse the presumptive GOP nominee. Zinke said he's eager to help Trump in any way he can, adding he'd be honored to serve as the businessman's vice presidential pick or as Secretary of Defense. The endorsement was met with criticism from his Democratic opponent, Denise Juneau, who is Montana's superintendent of public instruction. Juneau questioned Zinke's dedication to work for Montanans in the U.S. House. She called the state's sole representative a Washington insider, more focused on boosting his image than representing his home state. Zinke will be introducing Trump at his campaign stop at Metropark Arena in Billings tomorrow. A company started with money embezzled from the Chippewa Cree tribe has pleaded guilty to falsely claiming to be a minority-owned business. Today, Montana Waterworks officials entered the plea on charges that the company claimed to be mostly owned and operated by a Native American. This gave the company an advantage when competing for government and tribal contracts. Assistant U.S. Attorney Carl Rostad said in court documents that the former state legislator and Chippewa Cree Construction Corporation CEO Tony Belcourt owned 51% of Montana Waterworks LLC. But prosecutors said Belcourt joined the new company in 2010 as an equal partner with two non-Native Americans, and he had no role in its management. Montana Waterworks made nearly $4.8 million in gross profits for work in Montana and South Dakota between March 2010 and December 2012, with much of that work coming from Belcourt's Rocky Boys Reservation. Montana health insurance providers and representatives of air ambulance companies say they'd consider negotiations and possibly binding arbitration as a way to set acceptable rates and prevent air ambulance patients from being shocked by their bills. Jesse Lazlovich is the chief counsel in the state auditor's office. He told the Air Ambulance Working Group today that he hoped an open discussion could determine the sweet spot for reimbursement rates that leads to adequate air ambulance coverage with in-network providers who would not send balance bills to patients. If not, he'd like to see the rates settled through binding arbitration. The legislators' Economic Affairs Interim Committee appointed the working group to try to develop a solution after residents complained about receiving air ambulance bills for tens of thousands of dollars after their insurance company made its payment. Floodwaters are receding in some parts of northwest Montana. Snowmelt, however, continues to create problems in other areas. Over 6 inches of rain fell north of Corum earlier this week. That temporarily closed a handful of Columbia Falls area roads. Flathead County Emergency Planner Jessica McDonald says Tuesday's high water threatened between 25 and 50 local homes.
We were monitoring the homes and making sure that people knew any type of resources that they could use, but we didn't declare any type of emergencies.
Those floodwaters are now receding. Several feet of fresh snow, meanwhile, accumulated in some northwest Montana mountain ranges this week. It's starting to melt and causing problems on the Flathead National Forest. Soft, rain-saturated road surfaces have prompted several road closures in the Hungry Horse and Glacier View Ranger districts. Going to the Sun Road on the west side of Glacier National Park is open to vehicle traffic only to the foot of Lake McDonald due to localized flooding. Scattered showers and cool temperatures are likely through the holiday weekend. The National Weather Service says it may create more runoff problems. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and presumptive GOP gubernatorial challenger Greg Gianforte have agreed to a June 26th debate in front of the Montana Broadcasters Association in Big Sky. That's according to the Great Falls Tribune. Bullock's campaign said he looks forward to talking about growing Montana's economy, fiscal responsibility, and keeping public lands in public hands. Gianforte, a high-tech entrepreneur from Bozeman, said he committed to the debate a month ago. Gianforte told the Tribune that Montanans need to hear solutions to the challenges facing Montana, especially wages that are among the lowest in the nation. A federal judge has rejected a Wyoming law that sought to limit how much air ambulance companies can charge the state for transporting workers injured on the job. U.S. District Judge Alan B. Johnson of Cheyenne this month sided with four air ambulance companies that sued the state. Johnson ordered Wyoming officials not to try to enforce a state law that sought to cap air ambulance fees. Wyoming officials say they're still reviewing the decision. Attempts to reach lawyers for the companies were not immediately successful. Wyoming's insurance commissioner says his office has received private citizen complaints about air ambulance fees that can reach six figures. A federal judge in North Dakota has also sided with air ambulance companies, ruling in March that federal law preempts state regulation. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.